nicer than soda. Soda's bad for you. I don't know if you knew this. If you just stick to Coke and vodka, lessens the calories, keeps you up longer throughout the night. You have a much better time. More of a party if you go Coke over Sprite. And you're bound to attract more women.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
NFL's MVP Aaron Rodgers is engaged. Did you guys see the big news? Shane Lean.
He's engaged?
He is engaged.
Him and O'Shea Lee?
Shane Lean. Woodley. By the way, who is this? Who is Shane Lee Woodley?
I don't know how to say her name. I don't know.
I just call her the girl from that movie, or from that TV show on ABC Family where she was a teenager that got knocked up. That was my introduction to her. It was a very graphic. It was a very dirty show on ABC Family.
Is this the chick that's from those...
I remember my sister used to watch that all the time. It's Shailene, ain't it? Shailene Woodley?
Shailene, yep.
Yeah.
She's in Divergent.
Okay, that's what I thought. Really? Yeah.
It's weird, but
that's
she's...
That's who he's dating?
She's got a little bit of a sex appeal. Like, some people find her really sexy. I kind of go back and forth on it, but she seems cool.
Yeah, it just surprised me. That's where
I didn't even know they were dating.
Going with.
Yeah, I remember.
How long have they been together?
Well, him and Danica just broke up like a year ago, so it ain't been long. If I'm Danica, I'm like, wait a second, what?
Yeah.
You didn't give me the ring, but you got with this girl, and I mean, she's kind of, I was going to say she looks similar to Danica, but she doesn't really, but I guess she's kind of the same type. I don't know.
How old is that?
She's a little younger.
She's a lot younger.
I would say she's got to be like max like 25, 26.
Yeah, but
26.
I thought she was around my age.
She is actually 29.
Okay.
Yep. And Aaron Rodgers, obviously, 37. So
I guess that's true. I was thinking she was a high schooler when I was watching her be a knocked up high schooler, but she was probably like 20 when that happened.
Yeah.
She's a pretty good actress, though. Big Little Lies, she's good in it. So they're engaged, huh?
Yeah. She says... her quote was, "I don't know him as the football guy. I know him
as Jeopardy guy.
Yeah, as the nerd guy? Who wants to host Jeopardy. That's the dude I know." How sweet.
I knew it. I knew that's what she was going to say.
Yep.
She's attracted to that.
The nerdy side of Aaron Rodgers.
She's also great in The Descendants too. You ever seen The Descendants? It's a pretty good movie.
I have not seen those.
George Clooney's family's like got this whole island on like Hawaii, and then like when they die, they're trying to figure out what to do with it, and the whole family wants to sell, but he doesn't. Because he's like the only one that like, appreciates the family, I guess. I don't know. But she's in that. She's also in Snowden. She's Snowden's
I just
girlfriend.
Don't know if I've ever seen... Because I've never watched any of these movies, to be
you
honest.
You haven't seen like, any of those Divergent franchises?
No, I didn't really get into those myself. Is she like the main actress
yeah, like
in those?
The main
well,
one?
She's
main
the main
character.
Actress in Divergent. She's not the main actress like in the George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
That would be George Clooney.
But there's like the Divergent movie has like three or four in that like spectrum.
The Divergent series. She was also The Fault in Our Stars, a little rom, like sad movie.
That's the
one you've seen?
I've not seen it. Everybody's heard of that movie. Okay, everybody.
No, they haven't. I would say that more
the
people
Fault
have heard
Stars?
Of
Our Stars.
I would imagine more people have heard of the Divergent series or
I've
Descendants or.
Yeah,
Snowden or Big Little Lies more than The Fault in Our Stars.
Actually, I have seen it. It's so depressing, man.
She's like dying the whole
movie. That's
why I didn't
want to
watch it.
That's just it's sad.
I made that mistake when I was young with A Walk to Remember, and I'm not signing up for a movie where I know the person's dying the entire time.
Yeah,
anymore.
No.
No thanks. I mean, Mandy Moore. Just so sad. You guys seen that one? A Walk to Remember.
Mm-mm.
That was probably The Fault in Our Stars for my generation.
I just remember when the Fault in Our Stars book came out and like.
See, was it not a big deal? Well, it was kind of a big deal.
So was Walk to Remember was the same.
I never read it. I mean,
I didn't read the book either, but I watched the movie.
I didn't watch the movie.
Mandy Moore used to be it.
Yeah.
Bad boy. She calms down the bad boy.
Of course.
But the whole time she has cancer. She's dying.
Sad. See, I can't do sad movies.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Just too much sometimes. Too much.
She looks very attractive here in this picture.
She's an attractive girl. It just didn't seem like Aaron Rodgers.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Kind
of
threw me off.
It's just the glasses,
picture
though.
Barstool just tweeted where she has like the little side braids and the glasses.
Yeah.
Glasses,
that sweater.
That's what does it for me
open.
Right there.
Okay, Shailene, I see you, girl. Good choice, Aaron.
I was about to say, here you go, Aaron.
I mean, Danica,
I feel better about it.
Danica's older than Aaron, right? I mean, Danica's got to be like close to 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so, actually.
So I guess if Rodgers is going to pop out any... future gunslingers. It's probably making the better choice. No disrespect to our 40 and up women. I'm just saying, Shailene, got more years left than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
case Rodgers wants to take his time. That's all I'm saying. Man, she looks good in this picture here. I see the appeal now. Discount, double check.
That picture, yeah. But every other picture, I don't know. I think that one picture's just...
They should use that. If I'm her, I'm like, you use this picture. You yeah. talk about me every time.
Every single time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Good for Aaron.
Good for him.
Olivia's mom probably hurt. I feel like she...
Yeah, they're together for a while, too, right?
Yeah.
He dump her, she break up with him.
I want to say he dumped her, because she'd be down bad on her Instagram, it seemed like.
Oh, really?
she'd just be thirst trapping all the time, and you're like, Olivia, you're better than this. I don't know what you're doing.
That's who I don't know who is. Who is Olivia Munn? I mean, I know that, like, was she...
I can't even tell you stuff
she's an actress, but, like, is she really an actress, or is she just kind of like a model that, like, gets roles? I don't know.
I think that's kind of what it is.
Does she, like, have anything big? Was she, like, a new girl for a little bit, I think, maybe?
Maybe. I really couldn't tell you anything she's in.
She was in The Predator?
She was in, like, a new girl for a little bit. Okay,
she was in, like, one
so.
X-Men movie recently.
What about Office Mike. Christmas Party? She was in that.
I don't... That's one of those movies I'm talking about where just kind of put models in there that don't really act. I mean, it's just kind of like a bunch of SNL people and... Okay, yeah, she's not. Yeah, she's not.
No,
in
she's
much of anything.
No.
That checks out. Okay, good choice. Still a good choice by Aaron Rodgers. Shailene. All right.
He's still about it, ain't you?
Next headline.
Really, kind of sold yourself on her a little bit. The Rockets.
I think she's very talented. I've always thought that.
Like I said, never really knew who she was before today. But either way, congrats. Congrats to her and Aaron. The Rockets made it official. They will release DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie, out on the streets once again. Any contender you think signed Boogie Cousins? Be a decent addition off the bench, John?
The Nets.
Nets have enough room for all these guys.
They need cheap guys. They ain't got no money or no assets. You might as well take Boogie.
Boogie off the bench would be fun.
They might need some rebounding. Their starting center right now is Jeff Green.
You
might need Boogie. You might
shout out to Jeff Green. That guy, he bounces around, but he finds a way. He finds a way.
And then teams will be like, you know what? We see why you bounce around. You kind of just look lethargic.
Yeah.
You're not good enough to marry. You go to a different team. Although, like, shout out to him. His career's been, you know, winding from like a top six pick to part of the core with Westbrook and Durant to heart surgery. Like, he might be out of the league.
He
probably feels good about the career he's had. He had that moment where he was LeBron's best teammate when they were in the finals. He helped beat that Celtics team in 2018. But, if I'm the Nets, I think I would take DeMarcus Cousins. We need some type of insurance off the bench.
Celtics, maybe?
Celtics, too, probably.
They need a big, or at least some sort of offense from a big as well.
Yeah, also not a bad idea.
That'll be interesting. Another interesting bigs name getting tossed around, this one in the trade talks, is Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis, who just got traded to the Mavs, 2 years ago?
They're already sick of him, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's battled injuries. I mean, he missed some important games in the series last year against the Clippers when they took him to six. So, yeah, Mavs have, the report is, have sniffed around Porzingis' trade value. So, any suitors here? Do you think this is a good decision for the Mavs, getting rid of Porzingis?
Well, they're in a situation where they have to make a decision on who Kristaps' ideal running mate is. And I don't think it's Porzingis.
You mean Luka's running mate?
Yeah. So to be Luka's running mate, I was still looking at that Shailene Woodley picture.
You got to get off that, man.
Sending it to my friends. Hold on. Can't get over how good
she You think Aaron brought her back to meet the family yet? Doesn't him and his family have like a... Don't they kind of hate each other a little bit?
He didn't talk to his
Woodley brought him over to meet her family and said, now here's your new family.
Yeah,
Roger's family probably
found
out they were even dating from this.
Probably, honestly.
This news.
the Mavericks have to decide who the ideal running mate for Luka is and who to like tie up as that second star, and I don't think it's Porzingis, and he can't stay healthy. And I go ahead and I get rid of him while I still can get something for him rather than just have that salary.
Is he even that valuable anymore, though?
Somebody will still buy him. Somebody will still buy him.
God just stays hurt.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think this would push the Mavs? Because they've been struggling this year.
Well, it depends what they get back. I mean, just getting rid of Porzingis and getting nothing in return except draft picks ain't going to do them nothing.
Right.
But if they're able to get some players back, then maybe.
Be interesting to see. NBA trade coming up. When's the trade deadline coming up? What, March something? Mid-March? Late March? Is that right?
I don't know when the deadline is.
The NBA trade deadline is March 25th.
March 25th, yeah. So about a month away. Could get a little crazy here in the next couple of weeks. Keep eyes on that. John, the Eagles kind of cleaning house a little bit. A couple of key releases. They released Alshon Jeffrey after last couple of disappointing years. Also, DeSean Jackson, shocker as well. DeSean Jackson going to be on the market too. A couple of veteran receivers. Any appeal there for your Titans?
Nope.
Going to need some receivers.
Nope.
Going to need a slot receiver as well.
Nope.
And it does look like that, speaking of another NFL receiver, looks like Kenny Golladay, a pretty strong candidate. Reports coming in that most likely will be franchise tagged by the Lions. So could be a key name, key receiver taken off the free agency wire there. So
are they going to tag him to trade him or tag him to keep him?
Tag him to keep him is kind of what the reports are coming in. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Up doing a little housekeeping from the hour one conversation. I was doing a little research. The NFL does have a restriction that you can't own multiple teams in different leagues outside of your market. That's where I was confused.
Okay.
So, like, we talked about the Seattle. Jared pointed out Paul Allen. He was allowed to own the Seahawks and the Blazers because they're both in the same market. So that's where the confusion came out with me. So the NFL won't allow you to own different teams in different markets. But it's going back to Stan Kroenke, who married into the Walton family. He's got some of that Walmart money. She owns technically the teams in Denver, the Nuggets and Avalanche. She owns those teams. And he owns, you know, the Rams and Arsenal. Okay.
Interesting.
That checks out.
Could he own the Avalanche and the Rams or not?
No, they'd be different markets.
I know, but you said big three though. So
hockey counts. I don't think it's the big three rule. Maybe hockey would count.
Hockey would count too. And MLS.
I don't know if MLS would count or not, but they do own the Colorado like MLS team, but it doesn't say that like that's in her name. So I don't know. Which I know they were trying to sell that, so maybe they're just not counting it or what. I don't know. He married her in 1974. And then, then he started developing real estate. He got all of his money from her. What a glow up. This guy's a jerk.
A guy.
Everyone hates him, but seems like he lived life the right way. Good for him. Get some of that Walmart money.
Is that what they say, that he's a jerk? Never heard that before.
Everyone hates him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm just skewed by like people in St. Louis hate him because of what he did to the Rams.
Yeah.
But no, everyone says he's a jerk. Everyone says that. When is so the franchise tag, we talked about it a little bit, right? In terms of, you know, who Detroit might be tagging. I do think the Titans probably likely going to have to franchise tag Jonnu Smith, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's like the one free agent they're going to try hard not to lose this year. Just because he's so vital to their passing game, their play action, and their run game. Like, he's an all-around tight end. And he's only 25. So I do think the Titans will probably franchise tag him at the $10 million range.
Is there any other options to tag besides him?
I mean, you could tag Corey Davis.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't do that.
No. I'd say they're going to let him walk, aren't they? Is there any reports of him resigning?
No, there's some reports saying that you could give him like 4 years, $40 million. Like he's happy in Tennessee. He just bought a big house in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But he just said he wants, like, you know, it's important for him to be on a winner and, like, get the ball. And, you know, I think the Titans can fit both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, like, there's some salary cap people that project, like, and predict what's going to happen. They said the Titans would bring him back at, like, 4 years, $42 million, something like that. What's it going to be with Dallas? When does this decision have to be made in terms of the franchise tag? I know it opens up, what, today?
Yeah. Today is the day.
Until March 9th. So you got from now until March 9th. So that's basically what? Just over 2 weeks?
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks? Well, that would be 2 weeks of the day, wouldn't it? The 9th would be Tuesday, wouldn't it?
Is it a Tuesday?
There's only 28 days in February, so I'm pretty sure it's just two weeks see. Exactly. You get a 14-day window.
Yeah, you're right. 2 weeks, yeah.
So a two-week window opens right now to see what these teams are going to do. The biggest names in terms of, you know, who people are waiting to see the tag has to be Dak Prescott, right? Like, he is number one, right?
Yeah, I would say so. He's number one free agent, upcoming free agent on a lot of boards, so. He's getting franchise tagged, too, by the way. You would
think. That's what's going to happen there?
Yeah, he's going to get franchise tagged.
You would think so.
And, I mean, I don't blame Dallas. I really don't. Like, I've talked about it a little bit, but I don't blame him. Dak coming off an injury and all these other quarterbacks that have paid around Dak Prescott, like Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, they all aren't on the team. We've talked about that the last few years. A lot of quarterbacks not sticking around, even after getting big contracts. So let it play out a little bit. Let it play out a little bit.
If you franchise tag, you're still allowed to work out a long-term deal. But this right here on ESPN says the franchise tag would cost the Cowboys 37.7, and it would also set in motion the likelihood that 2021 would be Prescott's final season in Dallas.
How would that guarantee that?
So it didn't say guarantee it, so it would set in motion the likelihood of it.
Well,
it's like we talked about with Kirk Cousins. I mean, you just keep tagging, and then eventually the third tag is going to be too costly, and then the player will be mad at the team and be out of there.
Well, what do you want Dallas to do? Re-sign him to a long-term deal and then him come out and not make the playoffs again? Then it's like, okay, then we're back to square one where it's like, look at what the Rams did. Look at what the Eagles did. You know, that's how it goes.
Tag him and train for Deshaun Watson. Throwing a couple first-round picks. Huh?
You don't want that to happen, John, because if we had Deshaun Watson, things would get interesting. I'll tell you what, things would get interesting.
Yeah, would be very interesting. How quickly Mike McCarthy would get fired.
Oh, come on.
The roster.
Whatever.
The defense still stinking.
I feel like if you're Dak, though, you have to know, like, you got uncertainty coming off this injury. Like, you can't expect a big deal. I mean, he might, but I don't think that's smart to think that like that. I mean, that was a nasty injury last year.
Is it different than Kevin Durant's injury just because of the sport and, like, the shelf life? Because I know if I'm an NFL player, man, I'm constantly looking at the NBA deals and be like, man, I'm jealous of that. I wish we had stuff like that. Because Kevin Durant tore his Achilles and got a max deal. He got 4 years, like $140 million or whatever it was. $160. They didn't even think twice about it. They're like, yeah, you're a guy, Durant. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen you walk after your Achilles injury, but here you go. Boom. 4 years.
I get that injury is bad, but like I feel like Dak is not to the NFL what KD is to the NBA.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I get that. But if you're Dak, you don't think you're far off.
Also,
I mean, if you're Dak, I would imagine Dak thinks he's a top five quarterback. And in that sport, obviously,
what's
quarterbacks
that look,
get paid.
Hayden? Whoa. What's that look?
I don't think he's a top five quarterback. I said Dak thinks he's a top five quarterback.
He is.
He might. I mean,
well, I'm just talking about his perception of like the disrespect he's feeling from this team.
Yeah, I understand
what
you're saying.
He probably feels like he is every bit as good as everybody except like Patrick Mahomes. I would say he thinks he's a top five quarterback and that the injury's not going to derail that. So I think it comes down to pride and hurt feelings is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
And also, fair or not, I would simply say you went 4-7 without me last year. You saw what happened. I went down, right? 4-7. Now, granted, they weren't great when you were playing, but you're not blaming yourself on that.
What was the record for Dak? I heard
1-3, wasn't it?
I mean, they technically went 2-3. Got hurt in the Giants game that he started. And they won that game, so they technically went 2-3 with him starting.
But really, like 1-4 if they had to get the onside kick, though, right?
Against the Falcons,
yeah. So,
I mean, if you want to do that, yeah, we can do that
play,
with every game.
But,
sure. But I mean, if I'm Dak, I'm like, I didn't lose that game. It was defense that lost that game.
Exactly.
But either way, I'd look and say you went 4-7 without me. You scored one touchdown in the first three games I went out. The offense looked drastically different. I think everyone can acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So I know I'm hurt, but also I feel like I have some leverage because if you don't give me the money, like, what are you going to do?
Feed Zeke.
Don't worry. Zeke's eating. I guarantee you Zeke's eating about right
don't
now.
Don't worry about that.
Zach is sitting down at lunch right now eating. So there is some leverage there, I would say. Strangely enough, despite coming off of this injury. So you don't want him. You don't want him to get his long-term deal?
I don't know. I don't think this year. I think it's a smart business decision. I'm not. I like Dak Prescott. I think he is a top five quarterback, by the way. If not, he's right on the outside. And I think he's great, great leader. And also, you know, just forget about his own play on the field, his ability to win. Just look at, you know, like you said, just the kind of heart and soul of the team. Like it was kind of Zeke's team when it was the first couple of years. It's completely changed. It's completely Dak's team. Like there's no doubt about that. He's the leader of this team. But it's just a smart business decision, John. It is at the end of the day. You can't get a long-term commitment now. Like, you can't.
Even if you know that he might leave.
What if he
does
come out and looks a little shaky off the injury, though?
What if he comes out and looks great and leaves?
I mean, is the franchise tag that bad for these players? Is it that bad? They're still getting paid a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah, but it's only a one-year deal, and if you are somebody coming off of an injury, wouldn't you say, hey, I've seen how quickly this can go, and if I get hurt here again, you're going to mess up my long-term money? Which, I mean, on the other hand, like, Dak put on the franchise tag last year, got hurt, and still going to be in line for more money. But he's not, you know, if he's not getting the long-term deal, that's eventually what you're working for. Although, like, if you feel like you can bet on yourself, like, go and check the check ain't a bad idea. When I mean, you know, just going franchise tag to franchise tag. Like, it worked for Kirk Cousins.
It did.
It's probably going to work for Dak Prescott, too. So it's not that bad of a deal for a quarterback. Now, running backs, yeah. Like, if I'm Aaron Jones, and it looks like Green Bay might try to franchise tag me, I think I'd be like, you know what? I don't necessarily want to do that. As a running back, the franchise tag, you know, that could cost you $20 million. You play for 11 on 1 year, they run you into the ground, and then you don't get a next big deal from anybody. But with quarterbacks, nah, what's going to happen? You're not going to play yourself out of the league, most likely, unless you just suffer another catastrophic injury. But I do think it comes down to a relationship thing. Mm-hmm. If I'm Dak Prescott and you don't want to give me a deal again, I'll play for this franchise tag, but then I'm out. That's how I would look at it. Unless he just sees the value of being a Cowboys quarterback, which then maybe he shouldn't be like negotiating so hardly, you know, playing hardball with him.
I mean, it's not even the money, though. It's like the amount of years is like the issue. Now, I'm sure there's other incentives or something that's causing problems. I'm sure it's not the only problem with the contract, but...
Well, that was the case last year. Is that the case this year, too?
I mean...
I haven't seen any reports on the details.
Well, they've
this
not been
year.
Negotiating. They've not been talking, like, at all. So it's like maybe this past week.
Right.
Like, literally, there's not been... During the season, they did not have any contract conversations pretty much at all. It's kind of what the reports were.
So last year, Dak wanted a short-term deal simply because he could be a free agent whenever, like, everything was getting ready to spike. The extra money would be coming in from the 17th game and the extra playoff game, and he could get it. I would assume that's still kind of on the table despite the pandemic. I know this year is going to be a little bit lower, but like I think they're going to make that up in the future, right, with the extra games. So maybe it's still an issue. Maybe Dak's like cool playing the franchise tag this year. He's like, hey, I'll be free agent next year. But if that cap hasn't spiked yet, maybe he's going to cost himself some money. I don't know. It's a game of chicken and mouse. I know it's cat and mouse.
Chicken and mouse?
Yeah.
Really?
Chicken, mouse,
chicken and mouse?
I was going to say play a game of chicken, and then I was going to say cat and mouse, and then it's just a... combined them.
I do think Dak has to win at least a playoff game this year.
Even if he's awesome and the team sucks around him? Because you keep talking about these quarterbacks not winning games, so like Dak... It's so funny. It's ironic to me that you say that because Dak was 1-3 as a starter.
2-3, John. He beat the Giants.
But like you maintain that Dak was a top five quarterback last year, yet he won one game.
I'm not saying he was top five quarterback last year. Yeah, he played five games.
By the time
this year.
Before he got hurt, you were happy with Dak Prescott's play. After the first four games, you were happy with Dak Prescott's play. It wasn't his fault. It was the defense's fault.
I wasn't super happy, but I mean, yeah, he had some like bonehead turnovers that kind of were at costly times that people didn't really pay attention to. But yeah, I mean, he played well.
So like this year, for the Cowboys to want him, like the team has to have success. Like he can't just come out and be great.
Like you act like winning and quarterbacks like have to not be associated at all. Like
it can't be associated. Some I'm saying it's not a quarterback stat. Like if the defense is abysmal, like it was last year at times, like Dak couldn't do anything with them. I mean, he played great that Browns game. They couldn't stop Odell Beckham. The Browns scored 50 points on him. I don't think Dak lost that game.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you have to win. Like, what are we doing all this for? That's the whole point. A quarterback's supposed to elevate a team.
Well, I think you can elevate a team, but you can't like turn chicken poop into chicken salad.
What are we talking about right
now? You never heard that saying?
I have not.
Chicken bleep into chicken salad, like try and turn something awful into something good. You can't do that if you're you can elevate it the most you can, but there's a ceiling.
Yeah, you can elevate a team to score 40 points a game, but if your defense gives up 45,
right?
It's only so much you can do.
You can make the team better, but like you can't elevate them. You can't take a team that's got like four wins with an average quarterback and take them to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're Dak, I don't think anybody could. Like, I don't think Mahomes could do that either. I mean, you saw, just like, take the Super Bowl for example. Like, Mahomes couldn't elevate that offensive line. I just feel like that's what whenever I say quarterback wins aren't a stat, I just think there's more into it. I think sometimes we oversimplify it, both good and bad. Like, I think sometimes you'll see a quarterback win whenever he's not really doing anything, and the defense and special teams are making plays, and you're like, oh, and the run game's making plays. You're like, well, this guy's winning.
Well, okay. He's got to be – I still think they got to win the division. With where Washington's at, they don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. Philly's a mess. The Giants aren't that good either. Like, I think he does have to win this division.
Well, I would say, assuming that the Cowboys' defense isn't atrocious, that I would agree.
Yeah.
But if it's another year where the Cowboys' defense can't stop anybody, like –
We got Dan Quinn. We got Cam's boy now. What are you talking about? We got old Danny boy coming in to fix all our problems. We're good.
Any chance you put Raheem Morris on the staff to take over for Dan Quinn?
Halfway through the season?
Yeah. That might work.
Rams kind of stole that show, but.
Yeah.
Oof. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Was your Christmas a...
So you want to talk some baseball, Hayden? Well, where are we at? When's the baseball season start?
Spring training's coming up, John.
When?
Soon.
You don't know?
Well, pitchers and catchers reported last week, so it's coming up.
There are a couple of stories I did find interesting in baseball over the last couple of days.
Okay.
The Mariners. See what happened with them? Team president, CEO Kevin Mather. Had to resign, got his ass fired because he had made some racial comments about the Asian players he's had to deal with.
Well, that'll get you, John. That'll get you pretty quick.
Was it a video or tweets? I saw something.
No, it was an online video.
Online video. Okay.
Spring training starts Sunday.
Sunday.
Yep.
We were just talking about like one of their good pitchers that they've invested in, basically having to pay his interpreter $75,000, and complaining about that. I had some really weird stuff to say. I also thought, did you guys see the story last week about the Fernando Tatis financial agreement, him owing a firm like almost $27 million?
For what? Really?
There's a group that, I found this very fascinating. I was talking to it, my friend was telling me about it over the weekend, and I was reading about it, and I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently it's a thing. There is a company, a brokerage firm, that will loan money to minor league players while they're in the minors, in exchange, not even loan money, just give them money. Buy stock in them, essentially.
That would make sense.
And then they get 8% of what their future earnings are. So Fernando Tatis signing this $340 million deal, he now owes this firm $27 million.
That's insane, but that's a pretty decent business model if you know what you're doing.
Well, it's a pretty decent business model, but it's also it's like some people are critics of it are saying it's very predatory.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're going after these Latin players.
That aren't making any money.
That aren't making any money in the minors, that are good prospects, that maybe don't fully understand what they're signing.
That's fair, yeah.
Well, Fernando Tatis Jr., him doing it's a little strange because his dad, Fernando Tatis Sr., was a pro.
Yeah.
You would have thought he wouldn't have been coming from, you know, a desperate situation where he needed money. You would have thought there had been some major league money still laying around.
Yeah,
but anyways,
sure.
Tatis took the money, and now he is on the hook for owing this firm $27 million.
Over 10 years?
I don't know like how over 14 years is when it would
be. Or 14,
I don't know like when payment is due. The story didn't have that.
Yeah.
And Tatis's people declined to comment. It was more just about bringing this company to light. And they've invested a bunch of money over the years, and they said this is their first like home run.
Big League Advance is the name of the firm.
Big League Advance. They said they've invested over, I want to say, $150 million into 500 players or something like that. Maybe 300 players is what I've seen. So, like, they've given, you know, sounds like giving some players up to, you know, $500,000. But if you're a minor league player, like, that's, you know, it might as well be a million, you know, it might as well be like $10 million if you're getting $500,000 whenever you're making peanuts compared to that.
I mean, how much they, don't they usually make, like, less than 50?
So, depends. I mean, if, like, which Tatis wasn't a top 50 prospect. Tatis wasn't supposed to be this good. But, like, I'd imagine if you're a top 10, top 15 pick and you're in double A, like, you're making good signing bonus money.
Mm.
But the regular guys, yeah, like, they just recently, like, upped the pay of the minor league players from, like, less than minimum wage to, like, at least a livable wage.
And that was part of, like, getting rid of some of the single A teams, like the Appalachian League up here with Randy Boyd's teams. Like, they cut a lot of teams off, like, that were getting money from MLB to pay, to more efficiently pay for the actual, like, players and, like, the teams that didn't get cut. They cut, like, 50-some teams last year.
Right.
From the minor leagues.
But it's a fascinating story. And it's smart business, like you said, Cam, of this company, of Big League Advance. But again, like, people are like, it seems kind of dirty.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very smart since this is their first, like, big hit and they've spent $150 million.
I mean,
and they're only going to make $27 million back.
Well, they're only a startup, so they've only been around since 2016. So, like, if you're paying minor leaguers, like, you can't expect those guys to hit big contracts until, like, 6 or 7 years down the road, usually. Because, I mean, with arbitration and everything, like, a minor league player is basically under contract control for, what, 4 or 5 years? I mean, like, 5 or 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that kind of lines up with the timeline in terms of this is their first time cashing in. But even with Tatis, they probably shouldn't have cashed in for another 2 or 3 years because he still should have been playing on, like, his minor league deal.
Yeah.
Right? And this was created by Michael Schwimmer, who was a Major League Baseball player. He got 37 games with the Phillies as a relief pitcher. So at least, like, you got some guys in baseball. And I want to say, like, some of these execs and some of the owners, like, in baseball, like, are investors in this. So, like, there's some baseball people involved with this.
And, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of money back in it. So it's, you know, they're not, like, hurting for cash for anything prior right now. So they're probably like, oh, nice, we're finally hitting. This is actually working. Let's keep it going.
So at the time when this happened, Tatis was playing shortstop in single A. You know, single A is, you know, obviously the lowest rung. 77. What's 26 million divided by 77? What is that roughly?
I mean, it'll
$300,000.
Like, yeah,
it's roughly $325,000, something like that. I mean, 70 times 300 would be 221 million.
350.
Okay. It said Tatis was part of the fund's $26 million in first round investment spread across 77 players. So, we'll just say, I don't know if every player was getting the same amount, but let's just say Tatis was probably maxed out at $350,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe $300,000, maybe a little bit less. I don't know. But then, yeah, you get players for around 8%. It says they don't give everybody the same. It says it's projects like their performance and earning potential and all this stuff.
Fair, yeah.
If Big League Advance offers a minor leaguer $100,000 up front for 1% of his earnings, that player then can decide to accept $500,000 in exchange for 5% or $1 million for 10%, the journal lays out. So I guess, like, you can negotiate. So Tatis on the hook for $27 million, reportedly. It's pretty tough. I saw someone break down, like, him living in California. And, like, the taxes are going to take out, like, at that crazy rate they tax people in California.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed in with, like, this fee and his agent fees. Like, he's only making, like, $120 million over the next 14 years. Which, again, $120 million, 14 years. But when you see $340 million contract, then you look and it's like, wait, he's actually only making, like, $9 million a year playing?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, man, doesn't seem to be as nice as I thought.
That is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know if those numbers were exactly correct. They laid it out. It looked right. I didn't, like, go fact check it. But basically, like, the taxes, the agent fees, this fee.
Mm-hmm.
That $340 million contract shriveled up really quickly.
Would you be a little upset if you're Tatis?
Yes and no. I mean, it's like anything. When the bill comes due, you're going to be upset.
Yeah.
Every time you go out to eat or drink, you have fun while you're drinking. You have fun while you're eating. The check comes in at the end of the night. And, oh, wow, $80? What all did you have, darling? Oh, well, it was fun, but yeah, I have some regrets now. You have the tip. They say, you know, you're $120. What the hell's happening here? Yeah, you have regrets, but did it, like, did that money help you live? Like, I'd imagine Tatis didn't regret it when he was a minor leaguer 5 years ago. I'd imagine that $300,000 went a long way for him at the time, right? It's probably the difference between living in, like, a hotel, living in a one-bedroom, like, a two-bedroom apartment with four people in the minor leagues, or, like, being able to afford to, like, live. But, yeah, I would say he's pretty salty about it now as he's going to have to cut a $27 million check. I would say that would upset me. But, again, it's just like a payday loan, man.
Yeah.
Just takes away from the excitement. You're getting all excited for the big contract, and then you're like, oh, wait. Forgot I did that.
I was going to say, I wonder if he even remembers it.
Yeah.
I got to remember if he, like, knew this deal, like he had signed the deal.
No way. Not in the moment. When you're caught up in the moment.
I
feel
like over the last 5 years, he's like, oh, yeah, I owe these people money. Like, I wonder how you got my money? Tatis? You got my money, Fernando? Because they're waiting. I mean, they're sitting there. They probably are just like, hey, we're cool. Wait. Like, we can keep. This is also public. Like, we know when you get that money.
Yeah.
It's going to be all over the news. Like, we're not going to be able to, like, be fooled in the terms of when you get paid. Like I said, it's just like any payday loan, any loan shark. 8% seems high, but, hey, it's the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to win every time. Like, some of these players are just going to flame out.
That's probably why they have it so high.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a high risk for them.
Mm-hmm.
Buying in the minor leagues, I mean, especially if you're getting, like, single-A money. I don't know how much money they're giving single-A's. Or they just, like, looked at him and said, hey, this guy's got the pedigree. Like, dad was a pro.
Yeah. It's also single-A. I mean, not...
Was he with the Padres his entire career in terms of in their farm system?
He's not too old. I mean...
Well, I just mean, like, in terms of being in their farm system. Like, he wasn't traded, like, recently, right? Because, I mean, I would say that would play into it, too. Like, hey... Tatis, single A, yeah, but this Padres team's rebuilding, so he's more likely to be able to get caught up sooner rather than later, rather than trying to be a single A player breaking in with the Yankees, for example. But between that and the Mariners guy getting get out of the paint, there was actually some baseball stories that interest me over the last couple of days.
Oh, he was actually drafted by the White Sox.
Really? Okay.
And he got traded.
Okay.
For... 26-year-old right-hander, I think. That's what it sounds like.
The Seattle stuff is was pretty bad, too, though. Where he's just talking about how his Japanese pitcher can't speak English. And it's like, bro, like, you went over to Japan.
Was this, like, caught on tape kind
of
thing?
Like it was basically, like, at the equivalent of, like, what Phil Fulmer was at when he said the Vols are back and they're taking bites out of people's ass. I think he was at, like, a team event, or like a laid-back, like, breakfast club type of thing where he's just drinking or maybe having some mimosas or maybe just feeling himself. I don't know. But just try and talk shop with the boys. But again, like, if you take this guy and drop him into Japan, I wonder how long it'd be before he felt comfortable without a Japanese interpreter or an English interpreter over there for him. Like, it's kind of messed up. Really messed up. And why he has been forced into retirement. Especially when you consider the Mariners, like, you know, who's the most popular Mariners player of the last 20 years?
Ichiro,
right? I mean,
yeah, or Felix, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two, but I mean, either one, both foreign.
Yeah.
I don't know how good, you know, Felix's English was when he came over. I don't know if they had to get a Spanish interpreter for him or whatever, but, like, two most famous players since, you know, Alex Rodriguez left to go to Texas, Ichiro and Felix Hernandez. It's a black eye on a team that hasn't made... You know, they have the current longest drought, I guess you'd say, of making the playoffs. They ain't made the playoffs since 2001.
Mm-hmm. That team was good.
Yeah, and then they choked and lost to the Yankees. They won, like, what, 120 games or something crazy like that? Lost to the Yankees?
They were great. Didn't Ichiro win... I think he won MVP that year, didn't he? Or Rookie of the Year, maybe? That was his first year.
I don't think he won MVP, but...
Okay. But he had some crazy stats that year.
I thought Boone was the guy on that team. The second baseman, Boone, I thought was, like, their lead guy that year. But I might be wrong.
Wasn't Ken Griffey on that team?
No, Griffey was with the Reds by then.
Okay.
He was with the Reds, I think, in 99, if I'm not mistaken. But like Seattle is low key like the Cleveland Browns, the old Cleveland Browns of the MLB. Like again, haven't made the playoffs in 20 years, and now they got this dealing with this black eye.
That is a great point you made, though. I mean, the last three superstars they've had over the last 20 years, two of them were Hispanic, one of them's Asian.
Yeah, they've had no good white players, no good white Americans, and no good Americans since Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah,
and like Randy Johnson. That's not, you would think they'd be the last franchise, you know, saying stuff like this. But either way, I was talking baseball, Draven.
I have a little bit more information on Tatis, John, if you'd like it.
In terms of what we just talked about, or just like his
just
career?
Like how he got there. The White Sox signed him actually out of the prospect league, like you talked about, and then about a year later they traded him to the Padres, and he played like low level ball for 2 years. So that's probably when they got the deal done or whatever.
Yeah,
and then he just gradually started improving after that and ended up being a top three prospect, and then he made the opening day roster for the Padres in 2019.
Yeah, so. I mean, like I said, if you're betting on his pedigree and just looking out like, hey, this guy has, you know, MLB genes, it was obviously a good investment for them. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey.
Gotta fix that one. Take it out of the system, Cam. Gotta fix that one.
I'll eliminate it.
Got some updates on what we've been talking about. Okay, so what we got? Jeff Bezos and his future Washington team. They said they're not making a name announcement officially until 2022.
2022. Mm-hmm.
So they'll be the football team for one more year.
Yes, sir. They will be.
Me. I think let's just keep it.
No.
I think so.
No.
I kind of like it too.
I don't know about it.
Let's go by FT. FC works better, like football club, like in soccer. FC
yeah, it
works
does.
Better,
FT doesn't.
FT doesn't. And it
WFT.
It always confuses me when they do WFT because I'm thinking of WTF, and it always confuses me for a second.
Yeah.
You know, what the bleep? What else we got? We got the Mavericks reportedly reaching out to the Warriors regarding a Kristaps Porzingis trade.
For who? Draymond? Wait, what?
I don't know if it would be like Clay. Like, hey, we'll take Clay next year. Would it be we want James Wiseman?
They wouldn't trade Wiseman, would they?
James Wiseman.
I mean, I wouldn't think so unless the Warriors feel like, I mean, that they'd be better this year with
Wiggins, maybe?
Porzingis.
Think they trade Wiggins
again?
I don't
think they would want. I don't find the Mavericks. I don't see the point of that.
Maybe Wiggins in a.
Maybe you're trying to get Minnesota's first round pick next year?
Yeah.
So how you give us Minnesota's pick?
But where's that getting the Mavs? They're like contender now. They don't need a draft pick. What's a draft pick going
to
do them?
Then you try to turn and trade that, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to figure out why they
I'm telling you, Draymond, Porzingis, straight up.
You know, that might actually not be a bad trade. You know, Draymond, we didn't talk about it. He went crazy on Sunday.
Yeah.
Got teed up and cost him a game with like 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Yep.
A Draymond for Porzingis trade would definitely make sense if I'm the Mavericks. I'd love to have Draymond.
It's a little toughness to that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good passing right there.
Yeah. You get an extra ball creator and a guy that actually play. On the Warriors, though, I don't think I'd do it. Although maybe you would. But Draymond does so much for them, too. Like, if you take Draymond off the Warriors, like, Steph is going to have to do everything.
Yeah.
Like, Draymond's, like, their point guard. Draymond, you know, has games recently where he has, like,
setting
16
screens,
assists. Yeah,
all
like,
that.
And their defense. So, I don't know what that trade would look like. And also, it's kind of weird we had three updates all of a sudden, but Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Yeah. So, basically, Jane Slater, one of the Cowboys reporters, said that Dak is looking so great in recovery and rehab and everything's looking good that they want to do a long-term deal with him now. No franchise tag. They want to do it now before that March 9th you said was the deadline?
Yep.
For the
March 9th is the deadline
for the
to
tag.
Get the tag.
Yeah.
But then once you tag somebody, you can still negotiate with them until, is it like up to like August?
Yeah,
I believe so,
like
yeah.
Because I feel like Henry got his deal
like
in August.
Like training camp or something like that, yeah.
Like, the Titans and Derrick Henry worked on theirs, like, right up until, like, the...
Yeah, Zeke, when he got his contract, it was, like, the last preseason game, I want to say.
So they said they want to get a long-term deal done now. That's the Cowboys side wanting to do it.
Yes. That is the that is a report from Jane Slater. So, interesting. A lot different, a little bit of a different mindset than last year, I think, which is kind of interesting. If you're the Cowboys, would you do it? Would you sign him to a long-term deal now? You sound like you kind of wanted to do that earlier.
Well, I just don't think you have any other options. If you're the Cowboys and you franchise tag him for 1 year, you're basically screwing yourself. Like, either you're hoping he's bad and then you can let him go, or he's going to, like, you're going to hope that you can sign him next year and he's proven he's going to want more money. Like, if I'm the Cowboys, you can franchise tag him this year for what, $37
million? Yeah.
I would come to the table with, you know, $34, $35 million a year over the next 4 or 5 years and just say, hey, take it or leave it, man.
Yeah.
Now, certain guarantees, whatever, you have to figure that out. Like, I don't know exactly what the guarantees would be. I don't, you know, Kirk Cousins got the 100% guarantee. I don't think that's changed, like, where all quarterbacks are going to get that now. But you might have to guarantee, like, 80 or 90 of it. But if you're the Cowboys, I think that's the only move you got.
Yep.
You don't worry with long-term deals and how that can kind of hold your team back. Then again, I say that, but, I mean, you know, the Eagles got something in return for Carson Wentz. Like,
yeah. The
Rams got Matthew Stafford out of the deal. Like, they did have him signed to long-term deals, but they found ways out of him at least.
Sure.
Both teams did, so.
You can always get out of it.
I just don't know if he's going to take $35 million, John.
Well, I don't know what you have to give him. I mean, maybe it's $40 million. I don't know what the numbers would be. I don't know what that would be. You would hope you'd get at least a little bit of a discount because he's injured. And we're giving him a long-term deal without seeing him play. You would hope he'd get a little bit of a discount. And you could say, like, hey, there's no income tax here. And, hey, you can have the star on your helmet. But I don't know. I don't know what the details are. But if I'm the Cowboys, I'd go ahead and get it done. Just because otherwise, what are you going to do? If you were going to move on, you moved on last year. And you could have brought in Tom Brady. If Jerry didn't do that for Tom Brady, I don't know what he's waiting on now.
Yeah.
Like, what's he going to, like, there's not going to be any big time free agent quarterbacks anytime soon.
Didn't Jerry just get rich too from his oil company or whatever?
That's probably why, because everyone's mad at him. So maybe he's got to do the Cowboys fans a favor and give it all to Dak. Maybe that's why. Hour two over. Hour three, we'll kick off headlines. We got trivia. Stick with us. Talk Sports, Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game and you